next application is case number 11494, the application of Edward J. Sattler and Mary Ann Sattler. Site is located southeast of Route 351 Clubhouse Road, being south of Hickman Drive, 250 feet west of Bridge Lane, being lot 3, block B, section 1 of White Creek Manor subdivision, with a 911 address of 758 Hickman Drive, Ocean View, Delaware, with a tax map ID of District 134, map 12, parcel 894, requesting a variance from the rear yard setback requirement. To be more specific, they're requesting a 3-foot variance from the required, or 3/10 of a foot variance from the required 10-foot rear yard setback requirement. We received no letters of support, no letters of opposition. We did receive 2 mail returns. In reference to this application, the application was waived since their CBO had already been issued.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Knight. Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Do you want to be sworn in, sir?
Can you state your name and address for the record?
My name is Edward Sattler for Lockton Court, Phoenix, Maryland.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? And I guess on behalf of the board, I'll just let Mr. and Mrs. Sattler and Mr. Stark thank you for waiting and being patient. We had previously had this one, the one before, come up, and we had said that we were going to allow them to go first because of re-advertising. They had waited a long time then. So we do appreciate your patience in all this.
Well, I don't. I guess these lawyers are used to this, aren't they?
No.
I was having fun. It was a good time.
Well, we've been in call calendar at the courthouse. You sometimes know that you have to wait your turn. Yeah. So.
Right. We tried, though, honestly, and the attorney helped us, but sorry.
My name is Manane Robinson. I represent Mr. and Ms. Sattler with regard to their purchase of the property at 758 Hickman Drive in Ocean View. It was purchased by Mr. and Ms. Sattler on September 25th of this year. And a survey done just prior to settlement showed a violation of the rear yard setback. Specifically, the rear of the structure is 9.7 feet from the rear property line and, as such, does not comply with the 10-foot setback requirement. Sattlers are seeking a variance of the rear yard setback. The home was built in the mid-80s, and the certificate of occupancy, as Mr. Lank mentioned, was issued by the county in 1985. If the variance was not granted, the Sattlers would be required to destroy a portion of the house there to come into compliance, and that would be of a significant expense to them. The variance requested is necessary to enable the reasonable use of the property in that they cannot maintain the structure in its present state without the variance. As I mentioned, it would have to be destroyed or a portion would. The violation was not created by the applicant. They purchased this property, as I mentioned, on September 25th of this year, and at that time the structure was in its present state. The variance will not alter the character of the neighborhood. It's been in its present location for 30 years, and allowing it to stay in that in its present state and allowing the variance will not alter the character of the community or impair use of adjacent properties. And lastly, they're seeking the minimum variance, which allow them to keep the structure in place.
Okay, sir.
Was everything accurate?
Everything is accurate.
All right.
Short and to the point.
Okay. I'll try.
No, you did. All right.
Everybody's tired.
If there's any questions from members of the board, Mr. Rickard.
Yes, I have about 20 questions.
All right, great.
I'm sorry.
I'm going to take 21 of them away.
No, I have no questions.
Hey, Mr. Hudson?
No questions.
Mr. Mills?
No questions.
And I, Mr. Calloway, have no questions. So that having been said.
For the record.
Yes, sir.
There was a variance granted, 2 variances granted on a neighboring lot for a rear yard setback.
Thank you for that, Mr. Lane. Okay, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think the applicant has addressed the standards for granting a variance. There's a uniqueness in the situation itself. Her testimony wasn't created by the applicant. It's a minimum to afford relief and won't have an adverse effect on the adjacent neighboring property. So I make a motion. We approve case number 11,494.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 11,494. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Rickard?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 4-0, Case number 11,494 is approved.
Thank you.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, you say that now that you've been approved.
would you say that a little louder in front of him?
Oh, he was calm and cool. And the next, yeah.
I told her not to tell you that.
Yeah.
Didn't I tell you not?
We try to be fair.
To them.
We do.
Yeah. That's not
teacher.
My normal
she,
state.
She tells all. She's a school teacher. She tells all.
Oh, you went to ask? Oh, you should have told us. You should give me a signal, thumbs up.
Yeah, we were.
Why did you tell us?
I didn't want you pointing at me telling me to go to the bathroom.
I was watching you, though.
I said, I'm going to sit up front of the neighborhood. I'll be real quick.
Yeah. No, ma'am. All right, gentlemen, you got, did everyone get to see the calendar for next year? Are we okay with it? Any changes need to be made?
I did, and I saw one.
Mr. Lank?
I see it.
One item.
Don't change it.
Well, I don't know until you vote on it.
Martin Luther King?
No, I think it was Labor Day.
Yeah, they keep kidding.
I didn't. Aren't I looked at it. I didn't find anything.
This bad is old. Yes, ma'am. All righty. Okay, have a safe trip. Gentlemen, I need a vote on the, for Mr. Lank, he said, for the change or the calendar, accepting of it for next year. You make that a motion?
The calendar?
Mr. Sharp doesn't think we should work on Labor Day.
It's scheduled to have one on Labor Day.
Oh, really?
So. Yeah, we're going to work Labor Day.
We can change that.
But see, that was double time. Well, why did you not say that?
That means they meet the 14th and the 21st.
Is that right?
Why not the... 14th.
But either way, you got 2 weeks back to back.
Yeah.
If you go from the 20th to the 28th, you end up with back to back with the 5th of October. So either way, they make it up to the 14th. You can always change it later. This is just for.
Yeah. Just right now, if you need to change it, we do it early enough because you're already out.
We'll do it ahead of time because we're doing this to get it advertised for January, February.
Okay. Well, we'll let you know the next meeting if there is. Okay.
14th.
Write down if some any other changes.
Make
down,
the
7th
and 14th.
He can change it, but January and February is already done. Okay, Mr. Lank, is that good enough?
Works for me.
All right. There being no other
questions? Motion to approve it with the
correction.
With the correction.
So. Second that?
Second.
Okay. All those in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. There it is, Mr. Lank. If we need to change it, we'll get back with you. There being no further business before the board, Mr. Sharp, do you have anything?
One thing. Just as a reminder, if you can continue to take a look at the rules of procedure and... If you have any comments on them, just send them my way. And what I hope to do is submit, circulate kind of the changes in a kind of a comprehensive document sometime early next year.
Okay.
And just for benefit of the record, I'd like to, if you haven't met him already, I'm sure you have, introduce you to our new zoning inspector, Jeff Whale.
Hey, Jeff.
Where are you from? Where you live?
You don't live Jeff. Over in Seaford anywhere, do you?
He lives next door to me.
Oh, I feel sorry for you. Does he help you at all or anything?
Yes.
Does he?
He's probably the best neighbor I ever lived by.
Oh, my God.
No, you didn't have to say that. No, you didn't have to say that.
John, what are you paying this
kid? Brainwashing.
Yeah.
Some ego inflation tonight.
We'll give you a chance to rebut that. You know.
All
right. Pleasure meeting you, sir.
We're asked you next year.
Motion adjourned.
Yep, that's what I said. All those in favor?
Second that.
All right.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. Meeting's now adjourned, subject to call by vote.